Forgive us for the time
when we choose to worry
instead of praise. Forgive us for the time instead of us using the spiritual weapons to do the work that you have called us to do. We reside in the flesh. Father, we want to thank you today that we are going to take back the weapon of praise. And we're going to bring it back into the church. We're going to bring it back into our lives. We're going to bring it back into our homes. The weapon of praise, oh God, we are going to use it. We want to thank you today, Lord God, for this poem about our weapons of praise. Amen. This is not to be taken by granted. Amen. You orchestrated this service to talk about what is so important to you, which is praise. Amen. Father God, today, many of the churches has become entertainment center. In Psalms 149, he says, verse 4, for the people taketh pleasure in his people, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. And he say, he will beautify the meek with salvation. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory. He said, let the saints sing aloud even upon their beds. He said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And let a two-edged sword be in their hand to war with and execute vengeance upon the heathen who have stolen our praise and cage our praise and frustrate our praise to run out from our life. Punishment will come upon the people to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. He said, dishonor have all his saints, and it's time for us to praise God. Let us all read this aloud. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God where in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound. Praise him. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with string instrument and organs. What happened? Where the worshipers? You'll see what you have to do. He said, praise him upon the loud cymbal. Do you know people have problems saying they forget God that created the airs? Some will come and when they hear cymbal loud, oh, my ears is deafening you. Listen, God can cause your ears to be open spiritually through praise. He said, praise him with what? Upon the loud cymbal. God is noisy at times, eh? Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. He said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Gina, just want you to take your Bible and open to Zacharias chapter 1. I want you to read verse 7 and 8, and then you read from 18 to 21. Seven. It's not much. Praise God. Zacharias 1. Take the mic. You brought the thing for yourself, but you carried it away back. When I bring the...
I have a mic.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. But I thought you wanted some to rest the Bible.
Zacchaeus 1:7.
Yeah.
Upon the 4 and 20th day of the 11th month, mm-hmm. which is the month Sebat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were their red horses, speckled and white. Mm. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. Mm-hmm. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord have sent to walk to and fro through the earth. Mm-hmm. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest.
Mm-hmm. Starting from the 18th. But the whole chapter is supposed to read, but we're cutting it. And I just want you to know that Zacharias got this message. What month?
The 11th month.
What month are we in?
The 11th month.
Yeah, praise God. Did you hear the woman of God say, the Lord tell her to remember this month, mm-hmm. to use our what?
Weapons.
Spiritual weapons. Amen. So start from the 18.
Then lifted I up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said I, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horns over the land of Judah to scatter it.
Praise God. Father God, today, we come, Lord God, before the throne of grace today, asking you, Lord God, for revelation knowledge. Asking you, Lord God, to reveal and unveil to your children today, Lord, the importance of praise and worship and prayer. I pray, Lord God, today that you will preserve and protect us this 11th month. And mighty God, we are looking forward for the same protection in the month of December. Lord God, today, may you preserve our life. May you preserve our family from sudden death, from accident. Lord, we don't want no bad news. We want good news. We are praying, Holy Spirit, have your way in us. Lord God, today, I pray, Lord God, you will bring back your glory to our personal life. We thank you, Lord God. Every plan of the enemy to cage up our praise, cage up our joy, which is our strength. Father God, today, may we release from any bondage today that the enemy has prescribed for us. Lord, I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, verse 7, the prophet see red horse stood among the myrtle trees. You see, he's trying to tell you that one of the trees are God trees. Have you ever seen a red horse in your life? You have never. seen a red horse. So you know this is a prophetic message by the Spirit of God. And the Lord wants us to get revelation knowledge, because as our banquet is coming up, we probably think we are just bringing, you know, these worshipers together for entertainment. Yes, we are believing that you will be entertained and be blessed. But it's also a prophetic assignment that God has given this ministry over the years with the banquet. Our worship is always being attacked spiritually in our praise and our prayer life. Because God knows in every city, in every family, in every nation, evil is intended against God's servants, against God's worshipers, against the ministry that is truly called by God to do a work. And God knows how to draw lines in the spirit over a ministry that is being attacked spiritually, without not us even knowing that the enemy don't only attack us, but he attack our families. So I want us to begin to team up in the spirit by faith, house of prayer, so that we can begin to see this is not about Juliana and Alex. This is about the Lord has chosen this ministry, house of prayer, for all nations. And he wants us to know it's about him and not about us. When I say support the work of God because you understand spiritual thing, please do. When I say pray for the pastors, whether you like them or not, please do. When I say pray for the workers, all that is involved in ministry, when I say pray for them and their families, please listen to me and do it. Don't always look at me. Look at us. We must know about the horns. The revelation here is four horns. Four horns. When I begin to look, this is news for the horns, the four horns. N-E-W-S. It has four letters, four horns. And God has chose house of prayer, warfare ministry. House of prayer start with H. House of prayer start with H-O. So you know, you probably ain't going there because, you know, you're not yet there spiritually. These four horns represent activity of power. These four horns, they were scattered. They were scattered. The first one that mentioned is Judah. Judah, Israel. You know Israel was called, Jacob was, neighbors changed to Israel. And you know Jerusalem come from there. But it's Israel, the same family. Praise is under attack. And you know the world have four perimeters. The four perimeters is what? Oh, thank you, thank you. What about the others? You only love Pastor Vern alone to say that. What are the four parameters? You'll say it in order. North, east, west, and south news. That's why we want to hear good news. Good news. So these horn, they lift up. They lift up themselves to scatter Judah. The horns can lift up themselves to scatter house of prayer for all nations. But we are going to come against it and release the fire of the Holy Ghost against every demonic horn that have lifted up yourself. You don't want to say, you don't want to really say, yes, amen. But what you don't realize, it's not only house of prayer the horns to lift up itself in. You live in Canada. The horn can lift up itself to fight your marriage. You better say fire. It can lift up itself to fight your children. It can lift up itself to fight your finance. You got to get militant. And stand up in the name of Jesus Christ to come against these demonic horns that have lifted up themselves to fight you and your family. Say, it shall not be my portion. It shall not be my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We got to break down these horns. Because these horns is over every city, over every nation. They're there to really and truly take control of nations, of countries, of families, of homes. There is a spirit behind it. Holy Ghost, open our eyes. Because if you do not understand spiritual things, you will not pray and break the horns that wants to control this city, control this church, control your family, control your children. You know, this is horn that is after your marriages in the city, your home in the city. You have to know why God has called this ministry a ministry of prayer. Because why? He's calling us to team up to fight these invisible horns. You are not going to fight them with your mouth. You're going to fight them in their spirit. Because these spirits are well informed. They are older than you, ancestral spirit. They have all the information about your mother, your father. They have information about your grandmother, father. It have information about all the man your teeth. It have information about all the things, the little things that you think nobody see. The horns are well informed. That's why you got to rise up. And stand on your knees and scatter them in the name of Jesus. They got to scatter by fire. Holy Ghost fire. I scatter them in the name of Jesus Christ. Korabashata. Listen, every horn they say have a carpenter. Every horn. We're talking about the principles and the powers of wickedness. You know? The horn are well organized. They have information. You know, and so when they on targeting you, he don't miss. Because he know our weakness. What are horns? Horns are stronghold. They're in every city. They're in every family. They're in every job. And their assignment is to keep the city, your job, your marriage, relationship in bondage. in bondage. Listen, remember the devil was created to thief. The devil was created to lie. He was created to destroy. Many Christians want to even tell the devil not to thief again. You want anybody to make you lose your job? He cannot be saved. You know, so you got to listen what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you concerning the horns that are scattered. You know, horns. And these horns, they are even trying to stop our worship, our praise in our personal life. He's trying to stop our worship and our praise even in this city. When this pandemic happened, worship center were closed down. For what? What does worship center do with virus? They're not hospital. They don't have no beds. They don't tell me. There was a horn. There was a horn that was a sign to even close and cage worship in this whole city. That God has given us the assignment to break that cage and release Judah. Release Judah back into his place of worship and praise. Horns are in many business, close by many business. He closed down a lot of business during the pandemic. Horns, they bring a lot of confusion in relationship. We got to discern the horns. You got to discern them. The horns, you know, the Bible say they were craftsmen. We are one of the craftsmen that is going to be really and truly, we're going to be craft to really be a sniper to the enemies. You know, sniper, you remember for 2 weeks, two times Papa talk about, you know, Goliath and David. It's a typology like, you know, that God is trying to tell you what can happen in a city with Goliath. Goliath was controlling the whole territory. And God expects Saul, who is the king, to stand up to Goliath. But Saul was more afraid of Goliath more than anybody else. Even the army was not so frightened with Goliath. He even had a difficult time to release David to fight Goliath because he think David was too small to handle this big giant. But because he was in the flesh and not in the spirit. Listen, this city is powerful in witchcraft. I know you won't say amen because you think Montreal is nice because they talk nice about Montreal. It's a gorgeous city. It is so this, it is so that. You know, when you went on the tour, you hear all the good things about Montreal. But do you know they didn't talk nothing spiritual? Because they don't know nothing spiritual. They don't realize how this city became a city and what they have done to even the Crees and the Indians in order to get this city and how they turned them into alcoholics spiritually and dominate their mind and steal the land from them. Korabashatarabasai. Korababasai. And this from all that time, this land is very diabolical to keep their city. Lot of craft men in this city. is the headquarters for Lodges, serious headquarters in Sherbrooke Street. For Lodges, it is Shriners, it is Freemason and Elves and all this. It's so powerful that they're able to bring a hospital and put Shriners. You think is really and truly a few people is Shriners. The whole government is Shriners. Cultic, diabolic, very wicked. And so this is part of holding the city. Holding the city. So the principality said, we got some people there. Just a few of them, but they're not easy, you know. They don't even look pretty. But oh God, they are powerful in the spirit. When they begin to praise, principalities and power scattered. They really and truly is afflicting us spiritually. We got to make sure we tie up their growth. Because if a few of them doing this, imagine if they get much older, they will really break down this city. So we are being monitored in this city. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Let your spiritual eyes be open. Korabashatalakasaka. Because even the prophetic word the apostle was bringing to us today, you know, about Goliath and David, he thought that a strong, unbeatable, dynamic, powerful giant. And God sent a little insignificant boy. And he did not send him with not even a gun to match him, not a sword to match him, not a hat to match him, not a breastplate to match him, not a shoes to match him, not a dangalangalangalanga to match him. Just 5 stone and a little boy in a pako rabashatarabasaya, a pouch. And God was using this boy, this little boy, God just fitting him in his gloves and say, go, bring down Goliath for me. Kill him, D.D. dead, D.A.D. dead. Kill him, make sure he dead, 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 dead. We in house of prayer. God has called us with this awesome. He has already released the grace on us. Do you see what happened this morning? As we begin to praise God, I see smoke start to rise up. You know, rise up from within the benches all around the altar. I couldn't even see nobody. I just see smoke. Koraba shatalaka saka. Just imagine if we begin to realize we are assigned by God in this city to really deal with the horns that will trouble our family, that will trouble our church, that will trouble our marriages, that will trouble when you come in to this house, you say, Lord God, the horns in this land that wants to trouble us from doing the will of God in earth as it is in heaven. And the thing of God is doing, anything you thought can defeat God, you just only have to give, allow God wisdom, knowledge and understanding to really and truly take over your life. And you will be amazed how God can use this insignificant person to do such a great God. Oh, glory to God. I hope you are ready to terrify the horns that is sent to frustrate you and your family. I hope you are ready. When I sit down and I watch, you know, my baby in the spirit, my promise. I know what I invested in her. I said, no wonder the devil fight me so. Look at she rising up. Come to feed the homeless in she big, bright pink suit. It can only be God. It can only be God. It can only be God. Only be God that can do this way. And I always remember that you know, it's like when God has given and promise and Shannon an assignment, because during those early age when promise catch himself, the one who stand in the gap, the one who intercede for, is the one promise want to come and insult. And promise was so rude and she wouldn't talk to me. And I thank God for Shannon. He more spiritual more than a lot of people that say they're spiritual. He used to look at little promise and he said, that time she can't talk, you know, but she fresh. She turned and said, promise. You're not going to disrespect Mama around the altar. Promise? Say hi. She turned her face so. Shannon, make sure her face come back to me. Every Sunday, Promise and Shannon and myself once in church have to go through this drama. This spiritual drama. But I begin to realize that the horn was working for this child to come to fight me spiritually. But God put a carpenter. God put a carpenter. And God say, you make sure that she go to the altar and give honor to whom honor is due, and give praise to whom praise is due. Let not Judah depart out of her heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rike Shatalakasaya. We have to be able to understand, you know, divine authority and power has been given to us as a church to root up, to pluck up, to pull up, you know, to render Satan powerless. We have given power to open the gates of praise into this city so that on the 19th of November, we are going to release Judah so that the praises of God will release back into this land, that the Lord will take pleasure in Montreal through praise and worship. And listen, if you begin to understand how God loves his worship. Worshippers is very significant to God. God will fight the enemy single-handedly with a worshiping church. There's power in worshiping God in the earth, in his land. And when he raised up worship and he find worship and faithfulness, humility, sincerity in you, oh God, the sky is your limit. I said the sky will be your limit. God will raise you up. Oh, Rakashatalakasaya. You see, every worshiper has to be a prayer. Because you cannot pray without worship. And you cannot worship without prayer. So when your prayer life is getting a little weak, check out your worship. And when your worship life is not to par, check out your prayer life. They go hand in hand. God spoke to Solomon, who was a powerful worshiper. He worshiped God with his tithes, with his offering. He was a generous man, you know. And so, guess what? God highly exalted him because of his generosity. Solomon knew how to worship God. And he said, listen, 2 Chronicles said, if my people that is called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and worship the Most High God, God will teach them how to sacrifice, how to be a giver. And God will give them the nation for their inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for their possession. Oh, Rakashata Rabasaka. One man sing a song and he say, I'll provide a fire and you provide a sacrifice. You know, when you know how to provide the sacrifice, God will provide the fire and you will be blessed beyond human understanding. There are a lot of benefits of a worshiper. God gave every church and every believer that is born again a license. Do you know? A license to worship God in spirit and in truth. When you embrace that license and drive with that license, because many of us have license and we don't drive. And many of us driving, they have no license. But I'm talking about a license that you know, that you know, that you know, and you're working it. He has given us authority. We are being, you know, empowered with an authority to worship God. Worship God in private. Worship God in public. Worship God when nobody is watching. God desire us to be true worshipers. You know, God can do everything by himself. He don't have to get your permission, you know. But he so want to bless us. You know, he said, I'm going to create after what the Lucifer have done. I'm going to have Lucifer with headache till he die. He will not get over this dizziness, this headache, this trauma. Because I'm going to raise up people to worship me. And he said, when they begin to worship me, I will back them. I will preserve them. I will lift them up. I will bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them coming in. Bless them going out. Bless them. God wants you to understand it's powerful to worship him. You are created to worship. You can never worship genuinely if you don't know who God is. Do you know God do not? God never worship for himself. God allow you to worship and to praise him. Imagine God singing to himself, Almighty God, there is none like me. I will sing your praise, because there is none like me. You look at those people who love to worship themselves. I don't need to tell you their end. Because worship is reserved for God. But when some people full of themselves, oh God, sometimes it's not to sing, eh? Sometimes they take pride in their muscles, their biceps, their tricep. You should see how they turn. And you know, those poor men who have those flabby muscles, they just only hang down their head and run when this guy pumping up. You know, some take pride in the way how they step. You know, the way how they step. It's amazing. If I really, anytime I stand on this pulpit, don't matter how the shoe's comfortable, for some reason it can't stay on my feet. It's like when God is saying, the place where you stand is holy ground. Take off your shoes. You are standing on holy ground. So I cannot really and truly keep on the shoes. You know, you need to know that we must learn to worship God. There is, you see, Judah is always under crisis. And when you look, God has given us the perfect example, you know, about worship in 2 Chronicles 20 with this king. Worship is not about your voice, you know. Worship is about your spirit. God wants you to discover the purpose of worship so you'll put some worth to your worship. It will bring benefits to your life. It will bring God attention to you. And when God releases that weight of blessing in your life, them going to jealous you. They're going to jealous you, going to talk about you. Who does she think she are? Every time they sit down, they just begin to criticize everything about you. I don't know. She show off. Look at her wig. Look at her dress. It's because of what you're carrying. God is a spirit. You know, and so God wants to tell you there is vacancy, oh, there is vacancy for worshipers. Are you willing to pay the price to worship Him in spirit and truth? When you worship God, you know, from age to age, you're still the same. Oh, Roboshatalaka Sakaya. You're God all by yourself. Korabasaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From age to age, you're still the all creation. Shall praise your name. You are God all by yourself. You are God all by yourself. Of who you are, I praise your name. Of who you are, I worship you. You are God all by yourself. You are God all by yourself. From age to age, you're still the same. All creation shall praise your name. You are God all by yourself. You are God all by yourself. Do you know why they want to shut up our praise and worship? Because guess what? All creation knows about God. All creation knows there is a God. But they need to bow down and worship Him. And they don't want to do that because they're full of them. But God wants you. He wants to elevate you, you know. He wants to elevate you as a worshiper. He wants to elevate you because of your worship. Look at Joseph. Joseph was a worshiper. From the prison to where?
The palace.
The palace. When you decide to worship God, God will constantly upgrade your grades in worship. You keep on getting, you know, class 1, class 2, class 3, class Because why? All the elements praise him. The flowers praise him. All creation praise him. God can cause the element to respond to you. Because he said the wind, the wave obeyeth his voice.
Amen.
The stars, the sun, the moon, they all honor him.
Amen.
They all bless him.
Amen.
And so God wants you, his creation, to get that revelation and bless his holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Because he bless his worshipers beyond human understanding. When God find a worshiper in you, he take you places you never dream of. I can personally tell you that. I did not go to the places that I went because I'm a pastor. God opened the doors to let me see all these places because I'm a worshiper. I worship God in spirit and in truth. And God just connect you into all these places. Listen, in my mind, I used to think these places was just like a dream. You know, I think it was in a like a dream. And when I sit down and see God take us even to when I used to hear about this wicked king, this wicked minister, Idi Amin. I said, that wicked man. And God allowed me to step foot in Uganda, where that wicked man live. Kenya, South Africa. Isn't God good? Cameroon, Ghana. God is awesome. God is awesome. If he can find worship in you, the sky is your limit. The sky is the limit. It's my worship that I've brought this man from the Gold Coast into my life. It's the worship. It's the worship. And God orchestrate it and work it out. Because he find worship in me. And find worship in him. He bring good things together. May God find worship in you. May God find worship in you. Say amen. Break the cage from your own personal life. Open your prayers for blessings. God wants to change your assignment. God wants to call you Judah, a man of praise, a house of praise, because he found some praise in you. If you know how that ministry is so powerful where God is concerned, man, you will not miss an opportunity to praise God. You will not miss no opportunity because you say, Lord, this is terminus. This is central station. Let me make sure I get to the house of praise on time. My worship, my worship, my worship have to ascend. My worship it need to be enlarged. My worship has to make divine connection. My worship has to be a blessing. My worship have to be what God wants it to be. And it's not only coming on the pulpit and sing. I'm talking about working for God. Because the enemy is always after imprisoning our praise. Let nothing imprison your praise. You know, because let's look in 20 with this wonderful king. Do you know this story is about Judah? This story. So the Lord gave us a prophetic story. You know, it came to pass that after this also, the children of Moabites and the children of Ammon, and with them, the other side of the Amorites, they came against Jehoshaphat in battle, and they came against the king, but they were not after the king per se, they were after Judah. And there came some that told him, saying, there cometh a great multitude, against from beyond the sea, this side of Syria. Behold, there be in Hazazont, whatever, which is in En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat got fear, and he set himself to seek the Lord, not with his arms. He was a king, He went to seek the Lord, proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered himself together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came. They realized Judah was caged. Judah was in crisis. Judah was taken hostage. Judah was being abused. Judah was really and truly on the tribute. Everybody walking and talking, laughing, mocking, saying all the insult about Judah. Do you know if you have to sit down and do an inventory about this ministry, you will hear more evil more than good. And we don't do evil here. We stand here and proclaim the word of the Lord. We stand and worship. We stand and praise. But because of what we are carrying, the enemy is after all of us. All of us. Because why? Sometimes you take a pleasure to say, Pastor Juliana, make me tell you. Anytime you say, Pastor Julia, include yourself. Anytime you say, Pastor Ali, include yourself. Because are we not separated? All are we are one. All of us is one. One in spirit. One. He said, when he stood, verse 5, in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord, before the new, he was stricken with fear. He was just a mere man. And he cried unto God. He cried out to God. He said, God, you rule us in heaven over all the kingdoms of the heathen. In thy hand there is power and might. There are none to withstand thee. Art thou not God who did drive away the inhabitants of the land before the people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend? And he prayed. Listen, I understand how Judah goes through. The enemy tried to put Judah in court. Some of them still mad with me. Some of them still angry with me. Not realize it was a spiritual thing. Because we're trying to preserve our family, our children, our marriage, our days, not realize it was Judah. You don't know what I have to do. Come before the altar and say, God, root out the shame. Root out what the enemy meant for evil. Turn it around for good. The enemy wants to bring disgrace on this location, in this attitude. But God, let the lion of the tribe of Judah roar. Let it roar in this house. And the enemies will be scattered in the name that is above every name. God raised up his prophet. It's only now I realize God always sent a prophet to speak to the king. He never comes to the king directly. He always sent a prophet. Thank God when you have a prophet. Prophet, they speak the truth. And they tell you what God says. Sometimes it's not easy to swallow. But you obey God, it brings blessings. So he told him, listen, you don't need to fight in this battle. Listen, set yourself, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, oh, Judah. Remember, I just tell you the four horns was in Judah. Oh, Jerusalem. What did they say? Jerusalem and Israel. Fear not, house of prayer, nor be dismayed. He said, tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. When he got the prophetic word, he didn't get rude. He didn't get arrogant. He didn't get proud. He didn't get boastful. He didn't say, sometimes our nature, when we get in a word, we like to defend ourselves. We like to justify. We like to fight. That is the nature that we have. You know, especially if we basically like to fight. Everything you fight. But he bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Judah, they fell. If you know I'm praying for the day when the Spirit of God will come here, when all house of prayer will begin to see in the realms of the Spirit the assignment of this ministry, the assignment of this work, and they will begin to say, let us hold up. Let us hold up the man and the woman of God who is standing for all of house of prayer. All our family, all our homes, all our children. Have you forgotten where you came from? Have you forgotten what God has done to you in this ministry? No, you become puffed up in pride and you begin to turn your back on Judah. You begin to insult the altar of God. Have you forgotten? It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Spirit of the living God. And God tell him, Judah, it's time. Raise a praise team. He said, praise team. The Levites, the children of the Kohites, the children of Kohites, they stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel, not with a little voice, a loud voice. Do you know, now I start to understand why they threw me out of church because I praise God? At first, I was feeling so bad. You know, and really and truly sit down and I bawl. I spend a lot of time, have my pity party and do all sort of foolishness. The sense I have now, if I didn't have it before, the foolishness I behave with, I would have known it's not about me, it's all about him. You know, and I really and truly sometimes I say, God, oh God, I wish you could ask for a repeat. I would have behaved better. He said, praise God with a loud voice on high. And they rose up early in the morning. They went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat the king, he stood and said, hear me, O Judah. Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall he establish. Believe his prophets, so shall he prosper. May God begin to give us revelation knowledge. There's a prophetic voice in this church. And God is speaking through many people with his prophetic voice. Believe the his prophets, so shall he prosper. But instead of us believing the one at home, we quick to criticize the one at home. And we go out and look for those, you understand, brand name prophet. All those that prescribe with a badge of thiefing, with a badge of lying. And they begin to charge you for your prophecy. Bring $1,000 and I will cause things to happen in your family. You take your last $1,000 and run. Oh, God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord God. When we fail to take care of our home and family and go and become a victim with all these false prophets. But God is going to expose them. God is going to bring them down. They have taken advantage of God's heritage, God's people. And I want to tell you today, it's not man is going to do it. God's spirit is going to do it. And when he had consulted with his people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. And he said, listen, this assignment, praise the Lord. The beauty of holiness. He went forth before the army. And they begin to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they begin to praise and sing praises unto the Lord, hear what your praise can do. The Lord set ambushment against the enemy. God sent ambushment against all those that wants to eat up your flesh. They will stumble and they will fall. They were coming against an untouchable one. His name was Judah. And they were smitten. They were beaten to death for the children of Ammon. And they stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. They start to fight among themselves. They start to slay one another. They start to destroy them. And they make an end of their own people, destroying their own crouch. Oh, God, you're good, oh. You're good, oh. Oh, Lord. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they look into the multitude and behold, dead bodies. Dead bodies was to the earth. You see, as they begin to praise, the praise begin to turn bullet and gun. Pow, 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 pow. Bada, pow, pow, pow. Hey. Karabasma. The Bible said they were smitten. What smite them? What smite them? What smite them? It's amazing what your praise can do. Hallelujah. Let me just finish in a few minutes because some of you never prayed since you're born. You're stiff. Every part of you stiff. Well, let me tell you, if you're a man and you know how to wine to make sex, let me give it raw, you can praise God. And if you're a woman and not open up to take man, you can praise God. Don't come with your foolishness and your presentive here and say you can't praise God. Stop your nonsense. Stop your nonsense. And praise God. Do you know God only show up when we praise him? God only show up when we worship him. Don't know men of God who do not worship and praise him. Some of these high men we are worshiping, they don't even know God. And yet we worship in them and praise in them. It's time to praise God. David was a man after God's own heart. Worship and praise is high priority with God. That's why David have become so great. Do you know what David did? David took off his crown. He took off his crown And he threw it down. And he bowed down before the Lord his maker to worship. David was so naked while he was worshiping God and praising God that his wife looked at him and despised him. Listen, the sweetest thing here is that Jehoshaphat and the people came and their praise took them into the most wealthiest and rich, glorifying place. Every single thing around them was wealth. When they came to take away the spoil, they found among them in abundance both riches with dead bodies, precious jewel, which they stripped off from themselves more than they could carry. 3 days they couldn't stop carrying wealth. They were gathering spoils left, right, and center. And when the fourth day, they assembled and said, "We cannot be ungrateful. Not to this altar. You know how much I come before this altar and cry on behalf of the ungrateful people that don't even remember what God has done for them in this altar house of prayer." They are the first to say bad about the house. After they already get their breakthrough, they get their blessing, they get their deliverance, they get their healing. We might not be big in numbers, but the work is big. God has been doing great things. God has been doing great things. The Bible says the name of the place that they get all this wealth and riches was called the Valley of Berica. Up to this day, do you know a place where you receive breakthrough is your valley? A place where you receive blessing is your Valley of Berica. It doesn't matter how small it is. It's your, you must have an altar. You can't get nothing without the altar of God. And the Bible say the fear of God was in all the kingdom of those country because they saw a king that who did not pick up ammunition. They did not pick up guns. He did not pick up missiles. He did not pick up anything that was natural. He picked up the praise of God. He put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God consulted with people. You know, he consulted with the people. You know, appointing singers. This is what God has told us to do. Appoint some singers. And go on the 19th of November. And go with the weapons of worship and praise. And strike the enemy who have been caging our worship and our praise in this city. They are holding the wealth of this land. The horns. The demonic horns. They don't want the church to get their inheritance. They don't want the church to get its wealth. They don't want us to get our breakthrough. Do you know what praise is brought to the land with the king? You know who was holding that wealth? The enemies. The enemies was holding the wealth of the land from the inhabitants. Sometimes because of what you're carrying. When you go to these diabolical jobs. And they see Zion is calling you to a higher place of praise. They begin to mock you. They begin to threaten to fire you. If you understand a ministry like this, you know We will never lose no battle at this altar when they try to fire you. They can't fire you. They can't fire you. Because why? God is always paying attention to this house because of our worship, because of our praise, because of our sacrifice to the Most High God. They can block your way. God fought with them single-handedly. And say, and hear what he say. He say, you go say to them, my mercy, his mercy endureth forever. And only when they begin to say, his mercy, did you see how the Spirit of God has taken over? When we realize his God mercy. It's God's mercy you're not consumed. It is God's mercy that have you alive. You know, they begin to sing about God's mercy. Many of us have lost our testimony. You know, Zion shall no longer dwell in Babylon, said God. He's raising up intercessors and worshipers to pray to bring out Zion from among the heathen. You know, these horns in the city of Montreal are humiliating the church. They're humiliating our ministry. Our life. And today, we are going to confront these horns. Changes must come to this environment. This church must grow. The horns that are blocking the growth will fall down and catch fire today. It will fall down and catch fire today. It will fall down. I want you to stand, and God wants you to know there are wicked agents that can scatter your children's education. Wicked agents can scatter your marriage. Listen, if you have a marriage today, the grace of God.
Yes.
The grace of God.
Because
the demonic horns now, they are manifesting like when they're crazy. They're bringing so much a discouragement to your walk in God. Even the young people have no interest in God. But ask them, where's your phone? Mm-hmm. It's right next to me.
Amen.
I remember we had worshipers here. And when the phone ring, they used to go downstairs. Mm-hmm. Well, where they go downstairs, I come upstairs in the spirit. And I say, they don't fit to stand or play on the altar when they cannot miss a phone call. Mm-hmm. It's only now I understand why I am always being talked about with my phone. And I even ask God, why God? But now I begin to understand. Because guess what? If I put a lot of emphasis to the phone, I will not be able to go around the throne of God for you and I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, thank God for the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But the phone can end up in hell, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder I don't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No banking, no nothing. I only know how to barely text and answer calls. So anybody can win me with with phone intelligence. Even Joseph just smart me out with the phone. But I love Judah.
Amen.
I don't want nobody to mess with Judah. The Lion of Judah is roaring in house of prayer. And we are going to stand up for the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The enemy is always after Judah. He's always after you. Praise is a powerful for all kinds of battles of war. If God is on your side, tell me who can stand against you.
Come on now, the word.
We are praying that a spiritual war between Judah and the enemies of this land, the Moabites, the Hittites, the Canaanites, the Frencherites, the Bites, the Hites, we are going to bring down the hand of the enemy. And the Lion will roar on the 19th, on the 19th of November. It will roar in the city. Because I know it's not a personal war. It's not a personal war. It's a spiritual war. When Judah and the king come together to ask help of the Lord, as we are coming together, could you stand and on your feet and ask help of the Lord? You have to go right to the boss. And you know when you call upon him,
yes,
he will answer.
Yes.
The enemy stood up to fight. But as they begin to fight, they realized they were not fighting nobody for Judah. They were not fighting God's children. They were fighting their own. God gave them dark sight. They got vicious, thinking they were fighting God's people. But the vicious caused them to kill their own. Imagine, where have you ever heard one help to kill another? Have you ever heard that? One help. They get help to kill another of their own. God will deliver Judah out of the cage today.
Yes.
Because there is abundant of riches.
Yes.
And the riches are in the wrong hand. Precious jewels are hiding from us. But we are believing as we begin to worship God today and set fire upon the plans of the enemy. God is going to release our wealth and riches.
Yes, God. Yes,
God is going to raise an altar in the valley of Berakai. He's raising an altar today. Because why? He knows what have been going on in this land against the church. And going on against this ministry because of what we are carrying. This is our time. This is our season.
Yes, 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 it is.
We are obeying instruction. And we are releasing Judah from the cage.
Yes, God.
We are being obedient. We are releasing our children from the cage.
Yes, God.
We are releasing our families from the cage of the enemy.
Yes, God.
It's our time. Our time has come.
Mm-hmm.
It's our season.
Yes.
It's our time. Say, it's my time. It's my season.
It's my time.
For breakthrough.
Time.
Open heaven. Open heavens today. These horns. These horns of bad news. These horns will not take over my life anymore. I scatter them. I scatter them.
I scatter them by fire.
I scatter them by fire.